Picture this. It's mid-March. In a single 23-day window, OpenAI, Google XAI, and Mistral all-ship frontier model releases. NVIDIA's biggest conference of the year is underway. A senior OpenAI executive is publicly resigning over the company's military contracts. And a social network for AI agents just got acquired by Meta for undisclosed billions. That was March 2026. And if it felt like drinking from a fire hose, you weren't wrong.
Welcome to Claude Talks. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Emma. And Ryan, I have been doing this show for a while now, and I think March 2026 is genuinely the most densely packed month we've ever had to cover.
I was going to push back on that, and then I looked at my notes and realized I couldn't. It's not just the volume of announcements, it's that they all pointed in the same direction at once.
Which is what we're going to dig into today, because there is a through line here. March 2026 wasn't just a busy news month. It was the month AI stopped being primarily about what models can say and started being about what AI systems can do. Agentic AI, AI that plans, acts, uses tools, operates across apps, hit a real inflection point.
That's the frame for today's episode. Let's get into it.
All right. We have to start with the model parade because you literally cannot talk about March without it. So, Mistral kicks things off on March 3rd with Mistral Small 4. 22 billion parameters Apache 2.0 license, meaning anyone can use it commercially, fine-tune it, redistribute it, no royalties. And it topped open-source benchmarks on MMLU Pro, Human Eval, and Math among sub-30-billion parameter models.
What struck me about Mistral Small 4 is the asterisk practical asterisk unlocking it represents. This thing runs on a single A100 GPU. With quantization, you can run it on consumer hardware. And suddenly teams in regulated industries, finance, healthcare, legal, who couldn't send data to an API for compliance reasons have a good enough to deploy open source option they didn't have in February.
It raises the bar for what good enough means. And it sets the table for the rest of the month, because everything that follows is in conversation with this idea. The gap between frontier closed models and open models keeps shrinking.
Then 2 weeks later, OpenAI answers. GPT-5.4 drops March 17th in three configurations. Standard, for high-volume API work. Thinking, which gives you visible chain of thought for complex reasoning. And Pro, the full-fat enterprise tier with extended context and maximum reliability.
Plus the follow-up minis and nanos within days. And the Excel add-in. OpenAI is very explicitly planting a flag in professional work with this release. The launch framing literally called out spreadsheet competence as a first-class capability, which is funny to say out loud but is actually a smart strategic move.
It is, because it anchors the value proposition to something a CFO understands. Your AI assistant can handle your spreadsheets reliably is a different conversation than our model scored X on a benchmark.
Gemini 3.1 follows on March 20th, and this one is architecturally interesting. Google is claiming this wasn't multimodal bolted onto a text primary model. It was designed from training to reason natively across text, image, audio, and video within a single context window.
2 million tokens across all modalities. Real-time audio without a transcription intermediary step. And they ship a code execution tool that lets the model run and test code mid-conversation in a sandbox. That last one is genuinely useful. If you've ever had a model confidently give you Python that doesn't work, the ability for the model to asterisk check its own output asterisk changes the dynamic.
And then Grok 4.20 closes out the model parade on March 22nd. XAI takes a different angle entirely. They're not competing on reasoning depth, they're competing on recency. Deep integration into X's real-time data stream. Improved source attribution. If your use case is social media monitoring, news summarization, anything where events from the last 30 days matter more than deep analytical reasoning, Grok 4.20 is making a real argument.
So you have four distinct product bets landing in 23 days. Mistral, open and deployable anywhere. OpenAI, professional reliability with workflow integration. Google, multimodal depth and context breadth. XAI, real-time recency. And I think that differentiation is actually healthy. Like, the era of which model is generically best might genuinely be over.
The workload matching era. Which brings us to the agentic story, because that's where the month gets really interesting.
NVIDIA GTC ran March 10th through 14th. And I want to be clear about the shift here. GTC used to be the GPU hardware conference. March 2026 GTC was the Agentic Enterprise Deployment Conference that happened to involve GPUs. The headline numbers were striking: 97 million MCP installs. Fortune 500 companies in asterisk production asterisk agentic deployments, not pilots.
MCP, for listeners who haven't been following, that's the Model Context Protocol, the infrastructure standard that lets AI agents connect to external tools and services in a standardized way. 97 million installs means it's not experimental anymore. It's plumbing. It's the thing that lets an AI agent talk to your calendar, your database, your CRM, without someone writing bespoke integration code for each one.
And Arm shows up at GTC with a big announcement. They're launching the Arm AGI CPU and crossing a strategic line they've never crossed before. Arm has historically been an asterisk licensing asterisk company. They design chip architectures and license them. They are now going to asterisk sell their own data center Silicon Star, with Meta as the lead launch partner. This is a significant structural shift.
Their argument is that agentic AI specifically creates demand for CPUs that can orchestrate accelerators, manage memory, coordinate networking across large fleets of agents. The GPU does the inference. The CPU manages the whole circus. And Meta clearly buys that argument, given they're simultaneously announcing a $10 billion investment in a West Texas data center targeting 1 gigawatt of capacity.
1 gigawatt. That's a meaningful fraction of a small country's power grid going to run AI infrastructure.
Which is also context for the SoftBank story. SoftBank secured a $40 billion bridge loan in March to deepen investments in OpenAI. $40 billion. As a bridge loan, this is what AI's capital intensity looks like in 2026. It's pulling in debt markets and leveraged finance in ways that used to be reserved for industrial infrastructure. Because it is industrial infrastructure now.
Let's talk about some of the other corporate moves, because March had a few wild cards. Yann LeCun, who left Meta back in November, his new startup AMI, Advanced Machine Intelligence, raised $1.03 billion in March. Building what he calls World Model AI, the approach he's been advocating for years as an alternative to the LLM paradigm.
I find this fascinating because LeCun has been the industry's most prominent skeptic of the LLM scaling path for years. Now he's got $1 billion to actually build the alternative. Whether the world model approach pays off or not, the fact that the funding exists says something about where the research conversation is.
And then there's Myra Murati's Thinking Machines Lab. She left OpenAI in 2025, and her new company just signed a multi-year partnership with NVIDIA to deploy at least 1 gigawatt of next-generation Vera Rubin systems. NVIDIA also made a significant investment in the company. Murati is building something real.
You've got two former OpenAI executives, both of whom left under circumstances that got a lot of attention, now running well-capitalized independent labs backed by NVIDIA. That tells you something about the competitive landscape.
And OpenAI itself made an acquisition, PromptFu, an AI security startup focused on testing, monitoring, and governance tooling. They're integrating it into Frontier, OpenAI's enterprise platform. Which is interesting because it's a defensive move. As AI gets deployed in more critical workflows, the is this system behaving correctly question becomes as important as the is this system capable question.
Now we have to talk about the story that landed differently than most of the model releases. A senior robotics executive at OpenAI resigned in March, publicly, and with a statement, over the company's expanded partnership with the U.S. Department of Defense. The specific concerns were about AI being used for warfare and domestic surveillance.
This follows a pattern we've seen before, Google's Maven project, the employee walkouts over cloud contracts, but the context in March 2026 is different. ChatGPT is at 900 million weekly active users. OpenAI's DoD integration isn't a pilot or a research contract. It's deployment at scale. And the resignation came from asterisk within the robotics division asterisk, which implies the concerns weren't abstract.
And almost simultaneously, Anthropic sued the Department of Defense over a Pentagon classification, that Anthropic argued punished the company for having AI safety constraints. Microsoft and other AI companies filed in support of Anthropic.
Which is a remarkable situation if you step back. You have OpenAI deepening its military integration while a senior employee quits in protest. And you have Anthropic asterisk suing the Pentagon asterisk over what it argues is unfair treatment of safety-focused companies. The AI industry's relationship with government is complicated. And it's getting more so.
The policy picture in March was intense across all geographies. In the EU, the parliament voted to delay parts of the AI Act, which sounds like deregulation but is more nuanced than that. The delay was partly about giving companies more time to comply, but the same session backed a ban on nudify apps and specifically targeted synthetic sexual content as a forcing function for stricter rules. There's a parallel EU code of practice on AI content watermarking moving forward, with a two-layer approach, metadata plus actual embedded watermarks, that's heading toward finalization in June.
The US White House released a national AI legislative framework in March, which is significant because it signals the administration wants a unified federal approach rather than a patchwork of state laws. California issued its own executive order on AI procurement standards in the same window. So you have federal signaling happening at the same time as states continuing to act independently. That tension isn't resolved.
China's policy picture is a fascinating contrast. Their five-year plan priorities announced in March push an AI plus action plan. Basically, plug AI into everything, including agents with minimal human guidance. They're investing in computing clusters, semiconductor self-reliance. And separately, Chinese researchers posted a quantum optics breakthrough that could have implications for encryption and sensing technologies.
There's also China's brain-computer interface announcement, an ambitious 3 to 5 year timeline to bring BCI technology into public use. This is an area where China has been moving faster than anyone expected.
Let me mention one story that didn't get as much attention as it deserved. Meta acquired Moltbook in March. Moltbook was a Reddit-style social network built specifically for AI agents. Agents could post, interact, build profiles. It went viral partly because of speculation that agents might be communicating in ways that weren't fully transparent to their operators. Meta paid undisclosed billions for it.
What do you make of that acquisition?
Honestly, I think Meta looked at a platform where AI agents are naturally gravitating and said, "We want to own that substrate." As agents proliferate, the question of where they operate and what social infrastructure they use becomes a real business. It's a land grab. Whether it pays off is another question.
One product discontinuation deserves mention. Sora's API was discontinued in March. OpenAI's video generation model, which launched with enormous fanfare, is being retooled or wound down in its current form. It's a reminder that not everything that launches with hype turns into a durable product.
Especially in video AI, where the competitive landscape shifted faster than expected. Let's zoom out for a second and talk about the theme because there's a coherent story across all of this.
What's your read on the month?
I think March 2026 is the month that the AI industry officially graduated from impressive demos to operational infrastructure. Every major story points the same direction. The model releases aren't about benchmark records, they're about reliability, workflow integration, and cost at scale. NVIDIA GTC is about enterprise deployments, not research previews. The policy fights are about real deployments that have real consequences. The capital flows, Meta's data centers, SoftBank's loan, Thinking Machines Lab's billion-dollar NVIDIA deal. These are industrial-scale bets.
And the Anthropic safety report on agentic incidents is kind of the capstone, isn't it? The three most common production failure modes they documented: prompt injection, scope creep in autonomous task completion, miscalibrated confidence in tool outputs. These are not theoretical AI safety concerns. These are bugs in deployed systems that are operating in enterprise workflows right now.
Which reframes what AI safety means. It's not just a philosophical concern about distant superintelligence. It's a practical engineering problem you're wrestling with today, if your company has production AI agents running.
The evaluation question follows from that. There was a notable shift in the research conversation toward benchmarks that measure can this system reliably do the job rather than can this system answer a trivia question. Chained multimodal reasoning, agentic reliability under realistic constraints. The field is catching up to where the deployments already are.
I want to leave people with the tension at the heart of March 2026, which is this: AI is becoming infrastructure faster than governance is. The watermarking codes, the AI Act timelines, the US federal framework, these are all running behind the deployment curve. And the military applications controversy at OpenAI is the sharpest example of that gap. The capabilities are ahead of the rules.
Whether that gap closes gracefully or badly is the question that will define the next year or two. March gave us a month's worth of evidence that the industry is moving faster than the regulations.
On that cheerful note, that was March 2026 in AI. What a month!
We'll be back next month with April, and honestly, at this pace of development, who even knows what that will look like?
Thanks for listening to Claude Talks. If you enjoyed the episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, everyone.